Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer section. Let's turn to hymns 339. Thank God, please be seated. This morning, before we come up to pray together, I would like to share a passage with you. And this morning, I would like to share with you, yearning for Jesus. Even though right now we've been here over 1 week to worship God and to pray to God, and we can feel that truly that our heart has more yearning for Lord Jesus Christ. But what happened when we go home? Are we still continue to yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ? I remember when I first came to Christ, I was very zealous to do things for God. I do this, I do that. So one of the brothers, when he saw me, he just said to me, Rudy, take it easy, right? Take it easy. Because what happened, our service to God is our whole lifetime. So he's telling me, don't try so hard because what happened, you're going to burn out. So during this time when this brother said this to me, then I was thinking to myself, is it true sometime, right, when we serve God for so many years that we just don't feel like serve him anymore? We just don't have that kind of desire, that kind of yearning to draw close to him. Actually, what the brother say is true. It's true because sometime we as a human being, we get sick of things very easily. But God is always the same, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But the person who changed is we ourselves. So that's why I remember when I was young and when I got my driver's license and my parents, they bought me a car, right? So the first several months I got my car, I never let the gasoline go over under half a tank. I always make sure it's the gas. And I clean my car every single day. After school, I drive back from home, I vacuum the car, I go and wax the car. But after several months later, my car is full of dent, full of trash, candy wrapper and stuff all over the place. Because even though the first several months I was so excited to receive the car, but after a while, I also get sick of it. And sometimes relationship, the same thing. Sometimes I know youth, right? Some youth who, before they get married, they are so in love with one another, right? Some of them, they talk on the phone for many hours, right? In the middle of the night. Even they don't say anything, just leave the phone, right? just listening. Even though they know that the person they love is on the other side, right? But no one say anything, just sitting there, staying there, just hearing people is breathing, right? But hearing the other person on the other side breathing, they feel so satisfied, right? So they just stay in there and say, okay, no, it's so late at night, why don't we go to sleep, right? Say, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first, right? Okay, we do together, okay? 1, 2, 3. Hey, you still there? Are you still there? Yeah, actually, why? Because we are in love, right? When we are so in love, sometimes it doesn't matter, right? If we cannot hear each other's voice, just being on the phone, knowing that other person is on the other side, we feel so satisfied. But imagine we have this kind of relationship with Christ, right? Kneel down and pray. 3-4 hours later, I'm not going anywhere, right? I'm going to continue to pray to you unless, Lord, you go first, right? You hang up first. It's just that kind of thought. Surely God would be so touched. But I also know some couple who've been married for a long time, right? So the husband would come and say, honey, I'm going to business for a couple of weeks. Oh, thank God. Right? Right? What do you say? Oh, no, I say, I'm going to miss you, right? No, actually. A lot of time when we have this kind of, when we're married for a long time, we really take our relationship for granted. That's why a lot of time when husbands go for business trip and stuff like that, really sometimes wives are so joyful because the husband is out of the way for 2 weeks or so, right? But actually it should not be this way, especially with our relationship with Christ, because Christ, his love is so immense that no matter how much we know his love, we can never know enough to the point that is, that is run out of it, his love. So that's why for us, when we're serving God, when we live our life to worship God, we always should have that kind of yearning and desire for him. So let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19. The book of Luke, chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 1. Luke, chapter 19, verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. So during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to pass and go through Jericho. And then they describe a man, and this man, his name was Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus,
He was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
So we know Zacchaeus in society has very high status. Why? Because he's a chief tax collector. Not only have a high status, but also he was rich.
But you can see in verse 3, and he shouted to see Jesus, who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature.
Actually, you can see. We know that this person was rich in society, have high status in society. There must be something missing. Must be something missing. If something is not missing, why he shouted to see our Lord Jesus Christ? So this tells us truly, even though we can be the richest person in the whole world, if we do not have a Lord Jesus Christ inside of us, truly we will know something is missing. Actually, I told you before I came to this country, my family was very poor. Even though my family was very poor during that time, I never feel a kind of emptiness inside my heart. But then when I was adopted by a rich family, so during that time, we live in a big castle right on a hill. And my bathroom is like a 5-star hotel. And my clothing, I can go to school for one whole year without putting on the same clothes, right? And that's how rich we were. But at the same time, my heart feels so empty during that time. That's why in high school and stuff, I want to be, you know, the most popular guy in high school, right? And things like that. Why? Because just like Zacchaeus, even though he was rich, but something is missing in his heart. And that something is our Lord Jesus Christ. So during that time, he know he's missing something, then he shout to see our Lord Jesus Christ. The same thing for us nowadays. Many of us, we are very blessed by God. Really, our parents, even though when they first come to this country, they had to work very hard. But look at all of us. We reap all the blessing that God had put upon our parents. Nowadays, many of you drive very fancy cars, you live in a nice house, you go to college, your parents pay for it. Right? This is all a great blessing. But do we shout to see our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we shout to see our Lord Jesus Christ? If we do not live our life to shout to see our Lord Jesus Christ, this means our life is not worth living. Why? Because in our life, the only thing that's worth desire for is our Lord Jesus Christ. For me, I know that very clear. Right? Even though before I came to Christ, really, during that time, I had everything. I had everything. But nevertheless, the thing that I do not have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, there was a story about this king. Actually, this king, he has, he's, of course, when he was a king, he's very rich. But this king, he loves to eat. Right? So every single day, he would really throw this great feast for all his servants, for all his family to come and feast with him. But after months and months, no matter what kind of food the chef cooked for him, he just got to go sick of it. So no food can really satisfy him. So during that time, he sent out a decree. Right? Say, if anyone can cook me something to eat that can satisfy me, I will give him half my kingdom. So during that time, many great chefs from all over the country come and cook him all the best food. But the chef, the king was not satisfied. So during that time, one of the farmers came and he said to the king, King, I would cook you the best food to eat. But what you need to do is to listen to me for one day. Only one day. If you listen to me, I will cook you the best food to eat. Of course, during that time, the king thought this farmer was crazy, right? How can this farmer cook me the best food I ever eaten? So during that time, the farmer asked the king to go to his house. So early in the morning, the farmer took the king to the field, right? Early in the morning, they tilled the ground. Early in the morning, they sowed the seed. In the really late afternoon, they still working until the sun set. So during that time, of course, the king, he was so hungry. He was so tired. So after they work, they walked toward the farmer's house. And all of a sudden, as he walked toward the farmer's house, the king, he can smell the sweetening aroma, right, of fresh baked bread. So when the king first just smelled it, he just feels so satisfied in his soul. So during that time, he just walked into the farmer's house, and sure enough, the farmer's wife just baked a nice loaf of bread. So during that time, the king just took a piece of bread and ate, and he was so happy. And sure, he said, this is the best tasting bread he ever tasted in his whole life. Then during that time, the farmer's wife took a glass of water from the well that they have dug in their house and give him to drink. Then he took that water and he drank, and he felt so satisfied. So the king surely said, this is the best food I ever eaten, also the best drink I ever drank. Just like nowadays for us, really. If we feel empty inside our heart, if we feel lonely inside our heart, truly do not think that material things will satisfy us, but rather only the bread of life, right? Only our Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit can satisfy us. If we do not have Christ inside of us, if we do not have the Spirit of God inside of us, no matter how rich we are, no matter how well-to-do we are, we always feel that kind of emptiness inside our heart.
So that's why Zacchaeus, even though he's a chief tax collector, even though he's rich, he shouts to see our Lord Jesus Christ. But in verse 3, even though he shouts to see our Lord Jesus Christ, but he could not because of the crowd, for he could, and he was also short of stature.
But actually, if you think, if Zacchaeus is a midget, right? He's a short of stature, he's a midget. If the crowd is not in his way, he still is be able to see Jesus Christ, right? So not because of his short of stature, but the crowd make his stature become short, so he could not see our Lord Jesus Christ. Like nowadays, think about this, right? We know in the Old Testament when Moses went up to the mountain, received the Ten Commandments of God. When he came back down, all of a sudden the Israel people, chosen people, make the golden calves. And Moses realized that Aaron is the one that made the golden calves for them. And Moses asked Aaron, Aaron, what have you done? What did Aaron say? The crowd, right? The multitude forced me. So because the multitude and the crowd forced Aaron, Aaron committed sin against God by helping the chosen people to build a golden calf. Just like Pontius Pilate, the governor, right? He knew in his heart that our Lord Jesus Christ was innocent. But when the crowd keep yelling, crucify him, so that he gave up our Lord Jesus Christ to be crucified. But nowadays, what is the crowd that make us become short of stature? Actually, all of us are not short of stature. Why? Because we are baptized into Christ, and we have the image and the glory of Christ. But nowadays, because of the crowd, we cannot see our Lord Jesus Christ. And for us, many things can become our crowd. Maybe sometimes the lust in our heart become our crowd. Sometimes some video games that we enjoy to play so much become the crowd in our heart. So because of all these things, we cannot see our Lord Jesus Christ. So think, what is that crowd that's stopping us from seeing our Lord Jesus Christ? If we know that crowd that's stopping us, and then truly, we can find a way to overcome it.
Because Zacchaeus, the reason he cannot see our Lord Jesus Christ, because of the crowd. And second, because he's short of stature.
Really, nowadays, as a younger generation for us, it's very difficult for us to keep holy because the world is full of wickedness. I remember when I was young, if I want to watch anything dirty, right, first I have to be 18. And then second, I need to go to the video store. But really, when you're in high school and stuff, if someone caught you in a video store, rent one of those things, really, you ruin your whole name, right? You ruin your whole name. But nowadays, even at 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you can watch anything you want on television, right? And you can watch anything you want on the internet. So that's why for us it's so difficult to be holy. I remember when I was in college, truly so many Gentile, they go out and have, you know, sexual relationship with everybody. But now many of you, you're going to go off to college. We are the children of God. So make sure we keep our heart pure. We know there's a great temptation, right? The internet, all those kind of stuff. But nevertheless, we need to find a way to overcome it. Just like Zacchaeus, even though the crowd was in his way, even though he was short of stature, but he did something to overcome those kind of obstacles. That's why we read in verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was going the path that way. So during that time, Zacchaeus knew very clearly that the obstacle was in the way. So he needed to find a way to see our Lord Jesus Christ. So he climbed up to a sycamore tree. And on a sycamore tree, he hoped to see our Lord Jesus Christ. But now for us, we know that the world is full of wickedness. We know the world really do not do according to God's will. But how can we find a way to overcome this world? We already know for us, even though Christ Jesus did not want us to leave the world. But he tells us to not be conformed to the world, but be transformed with renewing of our mind. This is very important. If we renew our mind into Christ's mind, and then we have the power to overcome the things of this world. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the Holy Spirit. Before I came to Christ, I told you I have anger problem, right? And this anger, I can never overcome it. But because of the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ give me the power to overcome my anger. So the same thing nowadays. If we want to overcome our fleshly desire, if we want to overcome our pride, if we want to overcome all the weaknesses we have, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God that's in us is so powerful, because the same Spirit resurrected Jesus from the dead. And on the end days, the same Spirit will also resurrect us. Really, the Holy Spirit is so powerful. That's why we always say, right, please come to pray. Pray with your heart so you can feel with the power of God. You can see if some of us, we like to go to the gym, right? And if you want to go to the gym, we want to be buff, right? We want to look good, and sisters, you want to have a, you know, nice toned body. In the beginning, right, if you weigh 200 pounds, you're a little bit fat, right? And if you want to get down to 180, right, when you first go to the gym, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You need to work hard. I remember when I started to lift, right, I went to Gold's Gym. I don't know if you guys been to Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym, you get all this buff guy, right? They're all walking like this. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Hey. Yeah. And for me, I was so skinny, right? And one day I was so embarrassed, right? Because those guys, they can lift, you know, two plates, right? Bench press, 200 pounds easy, you know? And for me, just, you know, one plate on each side was suffering, right? But my hope is what? One day I also can do the two plate, right? But it's not easy. It takes many years. The same thing with praying. Praying is not easy, really. Just think about it. We come here to pray about 40 minutes at a time, right? 40, 50 minutes at a time. That's almost two episodes of shows on TV, right? If you hear someone praying for an hour, and then you just sit there and wait for them to pray, you know how long it is? For an hour? It's very long. But nevertheless, we are Christian soldiers. We need to, equip ourselves. We need to train ourselves to do this kind of stuff. If we don't train ourselves, then it's going to be very difficult. That's because sometimes I hear brothers and sisters say, you know, we are so weak in praying. How can you ask to pray? Actually, the reason you're weak in praying because we don't pray enough. That's why the more we pray, the more power we have. Right? That's why for us, just like Zacchaeus, we need to overcome these things in this world. The only way for us to overcome it is by the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. Just like the apostle. Before the day of Pentecost, when Jesus was crucified, what they were doing? All of them went out fishing, right? Because they're not time. How can they have the power to go out and preach the Word of God? But when they receive the Spirit of God, God gives them the power to go out and preach the gospel. But nowadays, how do we truly know that Jesus Christ is in our heart? How do we know? Even though many people tell us, yes, when sometimes you pray, you feel electricity, you feel the movement, you this and that. But how do we know truly that God has come into our hearts? Let's read verse 5. Luke chapter 19, verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So actually, right, God is a very faithful God. So during that time, Zacchaeus is the one who had desire to see our Lord Jesus Christ. So when he went up to the sycamore tree, Zacchaeus, the Bible never says Zacchaeus saw Jesus, but rather Jesus saw Zacchaeus. Right? Jesus saw Zacchaeus. So this means if we make an effort and draw ourselves to closer to God, God, he will draw himself closer to us. Because our God is a faithful God. I know many times in the morning, because a TTP student, we need to pray like at 7 o'clock in the morning, right? Many times when I get up, I feel so tired. I don't want to pray. I just roll off my bed, and I kneel, and I just can pray. Maybe for the first 20 minutes, I don't know what I'm doing, right? Because I was so tired. So tired. But after 20, 30 minutes, you can see that God is a faithful God. Then God gave me the power to continue to pray. And the next 40 minutes, the next 30 minutes, it go by so quickly. Because God is a faithful God. That's why when we go back homes, even though sometimes we do not want to pray, sometimes we don't want to read, but nevertheless, make an effort to do it, right? To do it.
Because we want to yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to draw ourselves closer to Jesus Christ. So when we want to draw ourselves closer to Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ will come into our heart.
Will come into our heart. Just like Jesus Christ asked Zacchaeus, today I will go to your house. Today I will stay at your house. Just like nowadays. Truly we pray to God and read his word. The Spirit of God will come into our heart.
And then in verse 6, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
This is how we know, right? During that time, Zacchaeus, he was not happy before, right? If he was happy before, if he was joyful before, why would he want to seek for our Lord Jesus Christ? Right? That's why many of us, we make mistakes. We think when we are rich, when we are wealthy, we're going to be joyful, actually. Really, joyfulness is only from the Lord.
Just like during that time, Zacchaeus, when Jesus come to his house, he received him joyfully. So his heart is full of joy.
Nowadays, we get mixed up with happiness and joyfulness, right? Actually, happiness is the activity in our flesh, right? According to the things of this world. So when we go dancing, we go drinking and stuff, we feel so happy that moment, right? Because we are drunk, we feel a little buzz, we are dancing, we feel so happy. But the next day, what happened? The happiness is gone, right? It's gone because that happiness is really, is not happiness. It's just temporary. But joyfulness is very different, right? Joyfulness is the activity in our soul according to God's will. If we do things according to God's will, and if we do things from the bottom of our heart, truly we will have the kind of joyfulness. That's why for us, do not think we go out there and drink and go out there and party, this and that. You're going to be happy, you're going to be joyful. Only in our Lord Jesus Christ we will feel joyful. But before we can feel joyful, we need to invite our Lord Jesus Christ into our heart.
And how do we know? What else that... We know that Lord Jesus Christ come into our heart. And verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
Actually, we can see, because our Lord Jesus Christ have gone to Zacchaeus' house, that he willing to give half his good to the poor. And if he take anything falsely, he would restore them fourfold. So what does this mean to us? When our Lord Jesus Christ is filling our heart, we will be full of love. We will be full of love. Because our Lord is the source of love. If he fills inside of us truly, we also be full of love. But nowadays, for us, right, all the problems that happen in our church and all the things that happen in our church, because we lack of love. Many things we lack of love. The reason we think we're better than other people, because we lack of love. The reason we don't like that person too much, because we lack of love. So everything has to be from love. But if we fill with the Spirit of God truly, the love of God will be inside of us. Just like Zacchaeus. Even though he's a tax collector, a chief sinner, but when Christ comes into his heart, he's willing to give half his good to the poor. This means Christ has fulfilled his heart with love.
Not only that, he said, if I have taken anything falsely, I will give them fourfold.
Right? So this means if God truly fulfills in our heart, we always repent. Since I came to Christ the last 7 years, almost every time I kneel down and pray, I always ask God, God, please, forgive me for the sin that I committed against you yesterday, and forgive me for the sin I commit to you today, and also for tomorrow. Because I know I cannot go through one day without committing sin against God. In a sense that all the little sins we have, right? So that's why for us, if Christ truly fulfills inside our heart, we will truly repent to him. When we repent, that's the time for us to return back to God. But it seems, even though we've been here over 1 week, not every one of us truly repented to God. If we repented to God, you can see that when we come up to pray, you can feel the power of God because God has cleansed us from all from the wicked things. Really, when we come up to pray, think about that. How can we truly repent to God?
So that's why Zacchaeus,
If he give half his good to the poor, if he repay fourfold to the people who take it wrongly, Zacchaeus has become a poor person himself. But even though he become a poor person himself, but in the spirit he would be rich. Why? Because on verse 9, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he has also is a son of Abraham. Why that during this time that our Lord Jesus Christ said, today salvation has come to this house, because he's the son of Abraham? Because John the Baptist said the same thing to the ruler of the Jews, right? He said, do not think that you're the son of Abraham, you might be safe. Even God can raise up this rock to be the son of Abraham. But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say? What did he mean that now the salvation has come to this house? Because he's also is a son of Abraham. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 7. Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Actually, truly, Zacchaeus, he is a son of Abraham because he has great faith. Even though he was rich, even though he had high status in society, because his faith, he shouted to see our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his faith, even though the crowd, and because he's short of stature, he climbed up the tree to see our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of his faith, he's willing to give half his good to the poor and return to those people who take falsely fourfold. That's why Zacchaeus, the salvation has come into his house. So nowadays for us, we cannot stress enough that we need to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because all those ones from the beginning of mankind, without faith, they cannot please God. Just like Abel's sacrifice, right? Say, by faith, Abel is able to offer a better sacrifice than of Cain. Say, by faith, Enoch walked with God. And he was no more because God took him up to heaven. By faith, Abraham was able to sacrifice his only son. By faith, Moses, he's willing to leave the palace to suffer for our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, many of the apostles, many of the disciples willing to be stoned to death, to be sawn in half. Why? Because by faith, they can see what is ahead of them. They can see that Jesus Christ is sitting in the right hand of God, waiting to take us up to heaven. Because by faith we know that our hope is not in this world, but in the world to come. So that's why when we come to True Jesus Church, when we have doubt in our basic doctrine, when we have doubt in the teaching, we need to pray to God and read the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And without faith, we cannot please God. So may all of us come up to pray together, and we also ask the holy workers of God to lay hands on us. Please come to